And Madeline Jenner joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Fran. Let's head to Europe this morning, where, of course, commemorations have been taking place overnight to mark the centenary of World War One armistice. In Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron has urged world leaders to reject nationalism.
Et l'exact contraire.
Patriotism is the polar opposite of nationalism. Nationalism betrays patriotism. When one says it's us first and who cares about the others, we erase what is most precious about a nation, what makes it live, what makes it great, most importantly, its moral values.
Now, he was addressing a large group of world leaders, including US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Emmanuel Macron went on to warn that the, quote, old demons, which had led to the war a century ago, had been resurfacing, and that, quote, given the fascination for withdrawal, isolation, violence and domination, giving in to that would be a grave error, he said. Now, this speech has been seen as quite pointed. Donald Trump recently labelled himself a nationalist, adopting the term as a sort of badge of honour. Macron went on to say that the millions of soldiers who fought and died did so to reject the selfishness of nations only looking at their own interests, and that's been seen as a bit of a dig at Trump's America First policies. Macron's remarks could also have been aimed a little at Russian President Putin or any of the nations across Europe who are seeing a rise in nationalism, including, of course, Macron's own country. He urged nations to come together and ensure it never happens again.
This brotherhood, this fraternity,
nous invite en effet à mener ensemble le seul combat qui
vaille. Is an invitation to enter into the only battle that is right, the battle, the struggle for peace, the struggle for a better world.
Vive la paix entre les peuples
Long live
et entre les États.
Amongst peoples and
Vive
amongst
les nations
states.
Libres du monde.
Long live
Vive
free nations of the world.
Entre les peuples.
Long live friendship amongst
Vive
peoples.
La France.
Long live France.
Now, the French president didn't name Donald Trump or America by name, but it's been reported that Donald Trump appears to have taken it personally. A few of the US TV networks have mentioned that Donald Trump appeared to grimace after the speech and offered only a little delayed applause. Now, Trump and Macron have had their differences from the start. In June 2017, Macron released a three-minute statement in response to Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. In it, Macron called on Trump to make the planet great again. But Macron had also positioned himself as one of the few world leaders who could get in Trump's ear. That doesn't necessarily look that way. It doesn't necessarily look that way anymore, with Macron pointedly suggesting in an interview with CNN that he doesn't believe in diplomacy via tweet. This all relates to a dispute the pair have been having this week around NATO. When Donald Trump arrived in France over the weekend, he tweeted, "President Macron of France has just suggested that Europe build its own military in order to protect itself from the US, China and Russia. Very insulting, but perhaps Europe should pay its fair share of NATO first, which the US subsidises greatly." That was the tweet. Now, Emmanuel Macron shot back in a CNN interview saying he doesn't know why Donald Trump sent that tweet.
"I don't know. I'm not the one to comment his tweet. I always prefer having direct discussion or answering questions than making my diplomacy through tweets. But I think we had a very clear discussion. He is in favor of a better burden sharing within NATO. I agree with that."
The pair met over the weekend in an attempt to smooth over any differences. Both say they're largely on the same page, but this speech overnight probably won't do much to improve relations. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has visited a cemetery in Western Paris to pay tribute to Americans who died in the war.
"The American and French patriots of World War One embody the timeless virtues of our two republics: honor and courage, strength and valor, love and loyalty, grace and glory."
Donald Trump speaking in Paris overnight, Fran, marking Armistice Day. 9.7 million soldiers and 10 million civilians died in World War One, Fran.
Madeline, thank you very much. Madeline Jenner, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.